Alaska X Mobile.
FW Mobile.
KO4 HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you on this Friday evening?
Wet.
Yeah, it's a little damp down here, too. Supposed to be that way all day, I think.
I'm not understanding, don't it? It's supposed to be all day like this.
There's going to be any downpours, just a slow, steady rain all day.
Yesterday?
It was pretty busy, but got a good bit of work done.
Receiving me okay?
Yeah, a little bit scratchy, but other than that, I can hear you fine.
Cold has grown this morning.
It's not real bad. I mean, it's just scratchy and that. So, I mean, I can certainly understand you.
It's just still pretty scratchy on this end, but that last transmission was much better.
Yours. I see this weekend they got the collegiate QSO party going on where you can contact clubs at colleges.
To that,
to the station down there at LSU before.
That they're still offering that on the campus.
One out there at Clemson, don't they?
HKX. I guess so. They come up on my APRS. I'll receive a signal from the campus.
Have they, the high school QSOs, I pick up several of those. So I know they still got some, KN4TFW.
In high school, we never heard nothing about it up here. I mean, nothing about ham radio.
It either. And that, you know, it was just 11 meters. And that never really understood it. You know, you just know you fired it up and you got to talk.
Truck drivers, and my dad was one of them, so that's how I learned about 11 meters.
Bad rain, and I may fire up the radio this weekend. I usually don't like to fire it up if there's storms in the area.
It's not lightning or thunder, and I'll fire mine up, but as soon as it starts that, I'm done.
It's disconnected unless I'm using it. Bill yesterday afternoon, he was saying there's a latex shortage, and that's messing up the roofing industry, because I guess the bottom coat of shingles is made out of some kind of latex.
Problem getting latex gloves or nitrile gloves for over a year now.
Nitrile ones, and that I can't get the 2X. They're just too hard to come by. And then I heard there's also a glass shortage.
I met that one yesterday, but I've had gloves on order for almost 600 days now.
We're going to have to give soon, or else it's going to be really bad by the end of the year. You might better do your Christmas shopping now.
Keep going like they're going. There might not be much of a Christmas.
$300 for a cut Christmas tree since there ain't many trucks.
So, you won't be able to get them cut because you can't get no labor, and then can't get them hauled because you can't get drivers.
You had enough drivers, you reckon they'd have enough trucks?
Well, they keep breaking down and you can't get parts for them.
That's true. Yesterday afternoon, he had a bad day yesterday morning.
Yeah, he told me about that. I talked to him on the way home. It was rough.
He had to crawl back in bed and just start it all over again.
Done that. He just stayed home, worked from the house.
He weren't that fortunate. we'd be arriving late, right?
Oh yeah, I've done it. I forgot my computer one day, and without it, I can't run my business. I didn't realize I'd forgot it till I was all the way down here. I turn around and go back. By then, it's, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock before I get back down here and get to where I'm going. So it's just a mess.
To have the alarm clock pretty close to the bed now. Now I learned that I keep it all the way over on the other side of the room.
I can actually turn mine off by my watch, so I just roll over and hit it and go on. What you got planned this weekend?
It looks like it's supposed to be a rainy weekend. Currently, season's off on Sunday, so we might try to do something, but I don't know what. But she's got about four girls out where she works with COVID. A couple of them, you know, they feel all right, but they just don't have a negative test, so they won't let them come back. To work and fill in, they're dropping like flies there, and they were already shorthanded.
Everywhere right now. Cops are down to just one guy turning wrenches now, when they were anywhere from, you know, two or three guys to eight guys. So now they're down to one.
People aren't spending the money. They're just holding on to it till you see what the heck's going to happen.
Not always the smart move, though, because then that causes a problem. I mean, there is no good answer.
Unless we're buying some sustainable foods or ammo, that's probably about all we're spending money on.
The wife and I were talking about it last night, but if you stop spending money to go out to eat, then there's those people that are losing their income. And then the people that they affect, the grocery stores and the gas stations and all the other, I mean, it's a chain event, and we don't realize how interconnected we all are and dependent upon one another. We think we don't need each other, but, you know, we kind of do.
Little chain, and that, and it can easily be broken. It's a... If it ain't broken right now, it's stretched to the max for sure. I saw where the posted the grocery stores are changing their hours and only going to be open till about 9 in the evening to due to lack of employees and to allow them to do a little extra cleaning and restocking.
Had any luck finding any ammo lately?
When I'm in the stores, I haven't found any. You know, I'd probably get some if I saw it, but I haven't. I mean, I get emails that says they got it and the price isn't real bad, but I just haven't gotten any. I got it a little bit.
I go up the house, the shelves are just empty. There is none.
These stores, you know what I mean? Like, I know Palmetto, they have, you know, ammo, but they only put out a certain amount, and each day they put it out at a different time to kind of give people a chance to get in there and get it.
Wife's co-workers, her daughter's looking for some 12-gauge shells to go skeet shooting with before the shooting team at the school, and they can't find any to do that.
They find that. I mean, I've seen it at Wally World. You know, a bunch of it, and that it's the other stuff. You know, like they're limited to what they can do, and their employees and everything, and supplies. Then they, you know, they end up making 9mm instead of 380s.
Around the house are completely bare. There's not even a 12-gauge shell on the shelf. There's the empty shelf. Nothing.
When I went to Cabela's, there was a whole pile of 12-gauge.
Yeah, somewhere like that, but you got to remember, that's a two-hour drive from where they live.
And then, yeah, you don't have any stores like that up that way.
mining store up in Asheville, but last time I was in it, they didn't have anything either, and they're geared more toward canoeing and rafting and that side of outdoor activities.
Academy or something like that.
Closest one's Easley, and next closest one's over there in Spartanburg.
I take your tool truck over there when you're in Easley, and just to see if they got any and pick some up.
They'd let me know exactly what they were looking for. I'd try to find it for them. I got a few other places I can stop in my route than they do.
Four boxes of 16s.
Find some, they're just going to have to drive a little ways to get it, or have it shipped in one.
Buy it online, but man, unless the shipping was free, it'd kill you. Lead's kind of heavy.
Find anywhere with free shipping right now. Even it's gone up.
You know, when I order for work, how much comes with free shipping?
But this is lead and brass.
Material thing, and it's a, you know, a shortage of all the raw materials for some reason. KN4 TFW.
Heard anybody else on here this morning? So I don't know if they're going in early or not going in at all.
Tim was going in real early, and I think Mike was probably already there by the time I got on, but yeah, you were the first I heard.
Already on the other side of my black hole, so I'd already thrown my call out 20 minutes earlier and no response, so I didn't hear from anybody this morning. But you?
Okay, sleeping in.
Just for sure. This morning, it would be very easy to do that.
I hear from Bill this morning.
Surprised at myself.
Heavier up here in Spartanburg.
Four HKX, it's still just misting and sprinkling here. Four HKX, we'll come down this 290 one day, and this mist not going to be here. It's so rough.
It's funny, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, man, you ought to be at that that red light or stop light or whatever it is now. It's that little four-way. That thing's rough.
There at Darby Road when I said that. That right through there is just a rough stretch of road.
In that truck. And I know for whatever reason, there's a bunch of wrecks right there at that Darby Road. It's not like you can't see for a while. I think people just get impatient. KN4 TFW.
One or two a week there, and I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, why they can't see each other.
The other day, and we might be hearing him back on the radio in the next week or so. He's switching jobs and going to be going in a little bit later.
Heard him in quite some time.
Went in for like four and just not getting off till later.
Used to keep his radio in his truck. Is he not doing that anymore?
The company he was working with got bought out by a big corporation, and now you can't, you know, they're putting cameras in the truck, and you can't have a radio in the truck, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, so he's switching to something else.
Not having a radio in a truck. And there's, I know everybody plus is about CB, but there's a lot of good, useful potential there for it if people would use it.
Yeah, today in my day and that, man, I mean, everybody used it. You know that there was a wreck 5 miles before you got there and everything, you know, and it was a really useful tool, but now people just don't use it, and I think most of them can't speak English anyway.
On that, and then you get all these bozos getting on there, and all they want to do is play games. and it's just ridiculous, you know, just getting on there to start an argument or start some kind of dumb stuff. Keep that to yourself, and, you know, let's use this as a tool and for driving down the road, because like you say, a lot of the drivers are fussing, pushing for it to be in there, and because potential to defer wrecks and stuff like that, just like that 100-car pileup that was last winter up in north somewhere, they said it could, a lot of it could have been avoided if they'd had the radios on.
In our day.
When I'm in a vehicle that doesn't have one, I've got a little handheld that I can throw a magnetic roof mount on, antenna up. I'd like to at least listen. I'm not going to do any talking on it, but I like to at least listen.
A place to work on mine. I got a good one on that, but it just seemed like, you know, it doesn't, it receives all right, but it can't get out for some reason. I don't know what its problem was.
TV shops around. There's one here in Greenville. I'll have to look it up again.
Downtown, I think it's Masters Electronics or something. They used to, that's where I bought it at, but it's like 20 years old, but, you know, it was a $300 radio back then.
The truck that I'm dealing with, see this one in here, they think it's a CB radio, and I'm like, nope, not hardly.
What?
Yeah, it is. I'll have it on in here. They'll hear the guys talking a little bit or the repeater identifying, and they'll start asking questions, and I get to tell some of them about it. Some of them are interested and some of them aren't, so maybe some of them will spark an interest with them.
If I got another 11 meter, I think I'd have to get the one with like a single sideband.
A lot of them have single sideband. And the FCC, I don't know if they passed it yet or if it's in the works, but it's working on FM radio on 11 meter.
Full of FM, and it's got, I don't know, it's got like 500 channels on it.
FM for talking. FM modulation is what I meant to say, not radio.
Yes, it's FM, it's got FM and AM and all different things, but the problem is you don't, it doesn't have a frequency thing on it. It just has, you know, it's channelized, and you can't tell what frequency you're on. I'm sure some of it is capable of getting on the ham bands, but without knowing, it's going to be hard to tell where you're at. And then it doesn't have, you know, single sideband, so you're pretty much hosed.
You can still spend quite a bit of money on one of them radios.
For sure. Well, I'm between the lines here, so I'm going to have to say 73. Hope you have an awesome day and a safe one in this rain. And I look forward to maybe catching you this afternoon, KN4TFW.
Good day. Enjoyed the ride in this morning. Hopefully you don't get wet today, for sure. That won't be good. So KO4HKX, I'll be clear. Have a good day. 73.
Mobile.
J Mobile.